You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I vowed this year in 2025 with the Mets not to ride the up and downs, not to overreact, and never count them out, because in the previous year, obviously last year, 2024, which was so fun, I had them dead from the beginning and never really believed in them until it got into September, and then I finally believed in them late. So I said, this year, I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to make any crazy declarations that the freezing cold takes people are going to embarrass me with, or Darren from the Seven Lines going to dig up and say, hey, remember when you said this, that the Mets were dead and now they're back? Well, I don't care anymore, because they're dead. It's over. They're done. They stink. Even if they make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere. They're not good enough. They are not consistent in any area that will get them to the postseason. The starting pitching is good, then it's bad. The bullpen is good, then it's bad. The offense is good, then it's bad. They don't have it. It ain't happening. They're not getting back to the NLCS. They're not getting to the World Series. And they have been bad for a long time. It's been the end of April. They've played under 500 baseball. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Gio. And I like the hot take on this.
It's not a hot take, goddammit.
No, I mean, it's not a hot take. Listen, we're all ticked off,
it's
man.
It's not a hot take. I waited until goddamn, what is it, August 22nd? This is not a hot take. Hot take would be, here's your hot take. The Mets are going to make the playoffs and go to the World Series. That's a hot take.
All right, well.
Don't be telling me I'm doing hot takes. I've been waiting for forever to finally declare them that I no longer believe in them. I gave them a shot. Yesterday was the one. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Losing 2 out of 3 to the Nationals, being as bad as they are, and Sean Manaea falling apart like David Peterson fell apart. Not the last start, but the previous one. So I'm not hot taking, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm ticked off, too. And watching this game yesterday and watching the middle innings and watching Gary, who watches every single one of these games, obviously, because he's doing the games, talking about the troublesome fourth and fifth innings for Mets starters. And it's brutal. And, you know, I was asked yesterday on a podcast, what do you think about the Mets? And I said, well, look, the Mets starting pitching stinks. I mean, it's just been injured. I mean, from Senga to Manaea to all the injuries that they've had in the bullpen to all these different guys that are missing. And Manaea is coming off of, you remember, those bone chips in his elbow, and he hasn't been right since. If you told me tomorrow that they were going to shut him down, I would not be surprised. I really wouldn't. I mean, you could see he loses, you know, his control in the middle innings, and after a certain amount of pitches, all of a sudden, you know, the wheels come off. And it is really, really frustrating. And as I said yesterday, for the amount of money that they have spent and for the amount of pomp and circumstance going into this season, this will be one of the biggest disasters in New York sports history just simply because of that. And I think that the expectations that have come along with this team have been just, they're just not met. And when you think about what Juan Soto did in Washington, I think it was 1-for-12 against the Washington Nationals. So the offense wasn't there again. And I just, it is really frustrating. The one thing I will say, and I appreciate your take on it, because it's what we do, is we give opinions in real time and we react to what we see. And it's a visceral reaction that you have. And I had this when they got swept by the Pirates.
Yeah, but that was months ago.
And I thought, but I felt that way back then. Not that the season was over, that I was ticked off that somehow Carlos Mendoza has not got this team to play more consistent baseball. I will say that the season is not over.
But here's the thing. What is the season? They were supposed to get back to the NLCS. They were supposed to go to the World Series. When it comes to that stuff, they're done. They're not good enough. They're not getting there.
Okay. I understand.
So when you say the season's not over.
It's not over.
You think that they can make it to the NLCS or the World Series?
I'm not saying that they can, but when they
Okay, so then the season is over.
When the Arizona Diamondbacks went from the wild card all the way to the World Series and won it, did anybody at all ever think
when the Mets were up seven games with 17 to go, did anybody ever think that they would blow it? Mets were leading the division in 2022 for all those years, did anybody think that the Braves were going to come back and then sweep them in Atlanta? No. So for every one of those, I could give you 15 times that a team that sucks continues to suck.
I'm not arguing with you. I don't want to have that sound like we're arguing about what is going on, because we are reacting
they
in real time.
Stink. I'm not but doing I'm this. Like, the season's by the not way, over. There's more time. There's seven, no more time.
7-17 is when Craig and I started. That's
2007. Yes,
right. Exactly.
And then you had the Giants run after
about
that.
What a great pitching staff we have. We're going to take this thing all the way to the World Series. We thought this was going to be the greatest start to a radio program ever, because we were going to follow the Mets all the way to the World Series, and unfortunately, they collapsed.
But then you got the Giants right after that.
So. Yeah, thank God. And then he had hemorrhoids.
Right.
So I would say that, I was livid yesterday. I calmed down because maybe it wasn't a night game. Maybe I was able to, kind of get away from it a little bit. But I can't, as a former athlete, okay, that's my role here. Don't say that.
This is my role here.
Just like Tiki in the afternoon. We want to bring some.
You guys are totally different people.
I know, but we want to bring some sensibility, some understanding.
Mm, sure.
And just say that if I were in that dugout, I can't. Me as a player in that dugout, even when I played for the Jets in 1995, every game that I played and I started, I thought we could win. Listen, I believed that we could win. I believed that there was an opportunity for us to do something special.
Now, obviously, the players can't think like I'm thinking.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to explain.
Fine, great. They can think like that. They're not good enough. We have watched sports our entire lives. And I mean, I felt this way about the team probably 6 weeks ago, going to do it because I said, there's so much time and this and that and the peaks and the valleys. I'm not going to fall into the trap again. I don't want to be one of these people that, they win a game, they're the greatest team ever. They lose a game, they're the worst team ever. I'm just not doing that. But now it is officially, they in no way, shape, or form are good enough to make a playoff run.
Well, their starting pitching is terrible.
Everything's terrible. They can't hit with runners in scoring position. Their bullpen sucks. Everything sucks. I mean, that's the part about it. Nothing is good. Give me the good part of the team right now. Anywhere. That's consistently good.
We set a record for leadoff home runs.
Oh, okay. Well.
Pete Alonso broke Daryl Strawberry's record.
I'm talking about the team. The team. The team. What do they do well? Consistently. Nothing. So that's why they're never going to figure it out, because one of those three things will crop up for the rest of the season. And if you can't win two out of three or sweep this piss poor Nationals team that had the worst bullpen in the league and couldn't get hits off of it, if you can't beat them, then when you get this schedule in October with these teams that have been good for the entire year, you got no shot. That all that heart that they had last year, all that pizzazz and that special nature, this team doesn't have it. They don't have a single iota of it. And I'm not saying that they don't care. Of course they care. But whatever it was that they had last year has been completely sucked out of them. And they are a nothing team right now. And it will be one of the bigger, if they miss the playoffs, even if they make the playoffs and have an early exit, it'll be probably the most disappointing season I have ever seen and one of the top most disappointing seasons in New York sports history.
You give a guy $765 million.
Coming off an NLCS appearance the previous year.
Right, so you thought that you were better and you thought that you had some young players that were going to take the next step, and they have been as woefully inconsistent as some of the older players that they have on this team. I mean, I'm just saying, they're still over 500. They're still in playoff position. They're still, like, right there.
But the only reason they're over 500 is they got off to that huge start. They've been under 500 since the end of April.
I know all that.
If you don't want to argue, then just agree that they suck, because you know it deep down that they suck, too, and they're not going anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So just, I mean, if you don't want to argue, there's nothing to argue. You cannot give me any positive anything about this team. You can't. Other than what I talked about with Jerry when you're off last week. Here's the one thing you can stand on. We can't predict the future. That's the only thing about the Mets that's a positive thing. We can't predict the future. But if you take every bit of data and every inning and every pitch and every at-bat and every ground ball with runners in scoring position, or every time that Ryan Stanek comes in and poops all over himself, or every single time that a pitcher can't get out of the fourth inning, then you know that they're not going anywhere.
And the reason that Ryan Stanek is pooping all over himself is because the starters can't get past the fifth inning.
Right.
These guys are overused, and Mendoza's like he's in the twilight zone in that dugout. Like, who do I go to? Where do I go? Who's next? Which guy's going to give up the next big hit? I know all that. I agree with your assessment this morning. I agree with your reaction this morning. I had that same reaction, you know,
when there was time left.
Yeah,
Now there's less time left, and they've gotten worse since then.
The reason I did that back then was, to me, that was a warning shot across the bow that this is unacceptable.
Well, now we're here, and they've gotten worse.
Steve Cohen has made everything perfect for these players. He has catered to everything that they want. He has kissed their ass. And they owe him. They owe him for everything that he has given them. And, you know, and quite frankly, you know, watching some of these guys and watching what Juan Soto went through this week in Washington is completely unacceptable. Unacceptable from start to finish, wherever they do finish. And all I am saying is that there's plenty of season left and they are in the mix for the playoffs. Right now,
that's not what this team was supposed to be, man.
Yeah, but
being in the mix for the playoffs.
Again,
they're not supposed to. It's like, so.
Can I just say just one thing?
Oh, you don't like being talked over? Man, that's funny.
I know. The one thing is just that we always talk about get to October, and then that's where you make your mark. If you can get to October and make your mark, fine. If you get to October and you get swept in a wild card round, that's a different story. And then we'll be screaming and yelling about changes that have to be made, whether it be the manager, whether it be trading away veteran players who have fallen flat on their face, adding pitchers, whatever the situation may be when we get there, if we get there. If they don't make the playoffs, it will be, like I told you, the biggest financial embarrassment in the history of this city.
If there's an early exit, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. There's an early exit in the playoffs.
Well, if, yes, there's
a word. I'm saying they're not, but that's the whole point, is the fact that they are not good enough to get anywhere near where they were last year. They're just not. I mean, it's time to fully accept that. They are not a good baseball team.
For me, I'm pissed off. I'm angry at what I saw, and I don't know what's going on with Sean Manaea. I really don't. You know, they took the loose bodies out of the elbow or whatever, and he hasn't been right since and can't go past four innings. So, I mean, that's an injured player that's trying to push through it. I respect that. I'm frustrated by it, and I feel bad for him, but I know that it's driving everybody crazy just listening to them. Now, I will say that there's a guy that's going to be on the mound tonight that I can't wait to watch.
What I don't understand about what you're saying is you keep referring back to when you lost it with the Pirates and all that stuff. They have been so significantly worse since then, but somehow you have a positive spin about it now.
I don't have
but
a positive
then.
Spin. My spin, it's not even spin. It's just reality.
Oh, you're spinning your ass off right
I'm
now.
I'm not spinning
You are like
anything.
One of those fidget spinners. You are spinning your ass off.
I'm not spinning anything. I'm just saying that it's not over. It's not over.
Right, but just based on...
That's all. It's all just
based on, like, dates and time, sure. We all know that.
That's what I heard
Anthony
Gallo this morning screaming and yelling, and I understand that.
I didn't listen to him this morning. I didn't hear him. I had enough. I had 4 days of Gallo. That was enough of him. I listened to music on the way in. Didn't want to hear about it anymore. I knew I was going to have to do 4 hours of this garbage because this team sucks. Just another wasted year. I mean, I can't even... Like, If I were Steve Cohen, I mean, honestly, you know, and this is a guy who, like, chastised the fan base for being upset, and then when they went on a little bit of a run, put out a X post where he's like, oh, I guess people aren't complaining so much anymore. Like, you know what? Stop with, like, telling the fan base how to feel about certain things or chastising.
$400 million
He should be so pissed off.
I'm sure he is.
He better be.
I'm sure he is.
Well, I mean, though, let's hear that. Instead of, you know, this is where we hear from him when he wants to tell the fans that they were wrong about the team in the middle of the season, but we don't hear from him now when his players are giving the most disgusting performance they could possibly give with the payroll that they have. Where are you now?
You know, and that's going to be on the manager. At the end of the day, it's going to be on the manager.
Well, the manager of baseball, really. What are they?
But I'm just telling you, they're going to want red meat. Fans are going to want red meat, and they're going to react. And David Stearns will react once we get to that point, if we get to that point. I can't.
They haven't been good for so long.
I know.
This is not a little blip on the radar. This is a huge sample size now of under 500 baseball. Huge. So, like, I just cannot hear anymore about just because they have games left, I'm supposed to believe that they have a chance. I'm sorry. I waited for a really, really long time. But now it's like heading into this week and, you know, this is a significant time, too.
Yeah.
Because you head into this week and then you have Labor Day and then you come back and it's football season. They're going to be done, dead, irrelevant. That's the way I feel. That the middle of September, we won't even be thinking about them because they'll be so far out of a wild card spot, it won't even matter.
We'll be thinking about them because the amount of money they spent and what a disaster will be if, in fact, that's what it's like when we get to that point in the season. You know what kind of spot this is? As a Met fan, you should know what kind of spot this is.
I mean,
this is a you got to believe spot.
Oh, come on. Just, you know.
You got to believe.
Stop.
Say it to yourself.
No, I'm not saying
just
it.
Just say it.
I'm not saying
say
it. I'm not believing.
You got to believe.
Not doing it.
Yeah, you could do it.
No, not in this group. I'm not. Not with this group.
You could do it.
No.
You got to believe.
In who?
You just got to believe in the uniform, the organization.
That just gives me so much confidence.
That's our saying. You got to believe. That's who we are.
Yeah. I mean, that was 1973 with Tug McGraw and a team that ended up going to the World Series. And we are so far removed from that. I mean, those guys were making, nobody on that team was making $1 million. They probably still had off-season jobs at that point. And this group of overpaid bums is out there just sucking the life out of the fan base that's spending $1 gazillion to watch them. I mean, this is a totally different situation. This is not what you got to believe.
By the way,
this is you got to bereave.
You got to bereave, not believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good on your part. Mm. I will say that, as Evan pointed out earlier in the week, that now the season ticket increase seems a little bit off timing and off putting, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, the timing of it. We totally understand why they did it. But yeah, the timing of it is
sucks.
Is atrocious. I feel like the organization's never, there's never a good time to do that. But
if this team spent $200 million, you think David Stearns would actually have a team that was heading in the right direction to the playoffs? Or just because you could spend as much money as you want and just bloat your payroll that no matter who sits in that seat, no matter who has the resources that the Mets allow them to have, are going to just make decision after decision that unfortunately is not going to work out for them.
Yeah, I mean, I say this all the time. It's my favorite phrase. You know, expectation is the thief of joy. And I think that it doesn't just affect the fan base. It affects the players, too. And last year, they were trying to prove something. The people weren't showing up to the ballpark. Brandon Nimmo even talked to the fans that were there with Steve Gelbs on the microphone. Hey, we're in a pennant race. We're happy you guys are here. We need more people here. They're packing that ballpark every single night. Juan Soto now has a different type of pressure on him. It's not a walk year pressure. It's a I'm the highest paid player in baseball pressure, which he has not lived up to even close. And I feel like this team, because of those expectations, has crumbled underneath them. I really believe
as a pitching staff, their starting pitching staff is decimated.
But they're not decimated.
Yes,
what
they
do you mean
are
decimated. They're all there. I mean, you're telling me that because Tylor McGill and Griffin Canning aren't there that they're decimated? All these guys that they expected to pitch, those top
Sean
four guys
Mania's
are there.
Hurt. Sean Manier's hurt. You know that. He's
he was hurt, but he's out there and he's pitching.
But he's fighting through it.
But you can't say that they're decimated.
The biggest disappointment for me, and even though his ERA is 2.58, is Kodai Senga.
Yeah.
Especially the second half of the season here.
I mean, what about the bullpen that was supposed to be so phenomenal after the trade deadline? What about the offense that can't hit with runners and scoring? It's not just the starting pitching. It's everything. I mean, then that's why it's not. If you had one thing that was holding them back, you could maybe make a case that they could figure it out. It's all three phases. All three phases stink. And it crops up at the worst times. And you could just see it on Pete Alonso's face, too. When the camera went on him, when they took they blew the lead again to the Nationals yesterday. The camera went on him as he's like getting the ball in from the outfield. You could just see it on his face. It was like 1,000 words. It was like, oh God, this is happening again. This is happening again. And if he's feeling that, I mean, think about all the people that'll be calling here and listening to us that feel that times 10.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.